Complacency is going to be the enemy of great. So trying new ideas, getting into analytics, understanding branding and marketing, really the whole gamut and providing that value add to the business is going to be critical. And I think the second part is building your own brand.
Hello, and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull. And on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. Today, I have a fun conversation with Brent Schreckengast, Director of Talent Acquisition at Calix. Brent, hello, and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ryan. Happy to be here.
Great. Well, let's start out, if you wouldn't mind, and talk to the audience a little bit about your background, maybe how you got started in recruiting, other roles that you've had leading up to your position at Calix.
Yep. So I've been in the recruiting world for about 15 years now. Like a lot of folks, started out on the agency side and kind of stumbled into recruiting like a lot of folks here. And I spent the first third of my career at a company called Etain Group. And I was recruited in by an individual that went actually to a competitor college. So I went to the Citadel and he went to VMI. So we kind of hit it off there, started talking more, kind of interjected two things I like, talking with people and sales. So it was a natural fit for me, didn't have any recruiting interest up until then. So I spent some time there. And then another gentleman, myself, had our own agency for a couple of years. During that pivot time, I decided I enjoyed the agency side, but wanted to really start building those relationships in an in-house environment. So worked in some contracts at BlackBerry and Turner Broadcasting. And then for nine, almost 10 years, I was over at SAP in various different functions, from individual contributors to manager and director level roles. And April this year, I moved over to a new opportunity with Calix, leading and building out their talent acquisition org.
That's great. Let's talk about that a little bit. So if you wouldn't mind, share a little bit about Calix as a business, as well as kind of a little bit about the team that you're building, size, scope, type of roles, those kinds of things.
Yeah, absolutely. So I kind of call Calix as a 20 plus year old startup company. So, you know, originally Calix started out on the hardware side of communication service provider, network and hardware solutions. And then we built, moved into kind of the cloud function of building out software to help those communication service providers not only provide a more stable and better environment for their customers, but also a better experience as well. So you fast forward that in the last couple of years, we've seen exponential growth quarter over quarter, record revenue numbers, and coherently, you know, we're growing out our team, not only here within North America, but we also are growing internationally in China, as well as we open up a new development center in Bangalore, India.
Okay, great. And so you're in the early stages of your build out there. And so let's talk about kind of the types of initiatives that you're leading in order to build out that team. What are some of the key initiatives that you're leading right now?
Yeah, so I think when I came in, it was a very unique situation where they didn't really have a set functional TA organization. I always give credit to our HR counterparts, HR VPs, or talent and culture business partners, as we call them there, where wearing multiple hats. So, you know, in addition to their day-to-day work, they also were kind of recruiters as well. There wasn't really a lot of, you know, strategy and engagement long-term. We had a lot of agency usage behind the scenes. I mean, it really wasn't scalable from a growth perspective. So, you know, that's why they brought me in and started to build out the recruiting team. There were a couple contractors we had when I came on board. Right now, we're up to 5 recruiters on the team, 1 sourcer and 2 coordinators. I mean, for me, really coming in, my biggest focus area was really looking at the capacity alignment model, what that's going to look like, not only now, but moving forward, and ultimately building out a functionally aligned TA model that can help scale with the business as well. So a couple different areas, from engineering, and it will be one area, services and sales, and the marketing G&A function are the three main areas that we take a look at, and making sure that we have recruiters aligned in those areas. Again, build those relationships. I'm a big proponent of the talent advisor model. I know a lot of folks use that terminology, but really want to be viewed as a business ad and a business partner to the hiring leaders, helping them provide insights on the market, streamlining efficiencies, so on and so forth.
Yeah, I think that's great. So a lot of work ahead for you, obviously, as you're trying to build this out and create kind of the first center of excellence, if you will, at an organization. Yeah, I always find it interesting. And, you know, going to that talent advisor model, you need to build your infrastructure and your operational capabilities in order to open those conversations up and free up your team in order to have those conversations. So I expect there's going to be a lot of build on process and tools and the operational aspects in order to free your team up to have those more strategic conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head, and the credibility with the leaders as well. I mean, this is a new way of doing things, and change can be hard for some people compared to others. But if you build the credibility and see the value add that this type of model will bring, it's a win-win for everybody there.
Yeah, that's great. And I am certain that you'll be showing them and educating them on new levels of value from the TA function that they didn't even know existed. So that'll be great. So kudos to you there. Let's talk a little bit about the future. So as you look, you know, kind of going forward next year and beyond, what are some things that you think are going to be critical to your success to really scale the function, and some things that are interesting to you that's happening in the industry right now?
I think a couple things really along those points. You hit some of the terms already: operational efficiency and scalability, making sure we have a simplified process that is not only beneficial for our hiring leaders, but candidate experience as well. You know, we all don't need to preach about how hot the job market, the war for talent, whatever cliche you want to use. Yeah. So I think it's very important to not only realize that, but making sure we can control as far as operationalizing the experience that candidates have coming in. You know, I kind of coincide that a lot with fostering a recruitment and hiring culture. And I'll kind of break that into two parts. The recruitment side of it, especially for companies like ourselves, Calix is not maybe as well-known brand as some of the consumer-facing companies of Google, Amazon, Facebook, and that's fine. We don't need to be, but really crafting and understanding what's our employee value proposition. You know, what do we stand for? What are our culture and values look like? And making sure that everybody within the company is a recruiter. So that coincides with not only our referrals and wanting to track that. We've had some great success, and I think our referral rates are up about 40% over the last quarter alone. So really hammering home on our employees acting as recruiters and bringing in referrals. And I think from there, as far as assessing talent, you know, making sure that we eliminate biases through our interview function, making sure it's a diverse interview panel. We want folks to kind of get an idea of not only what the company looks like, but some of the folks that you'll be working with. You know, we're big proponents of cross-functional interview panels. So whether you're in sales, engineering, marketing, TA, we want you to speak with folks across the company, because at some point in time, you're going to be working with them. But I think you kind of coincide those two things together are really the bedrock of building a functional TA model that's going to be successful and scalable as time goes along. And I think last but not least is really data-driven decision-making. And I want to asterisk that with the right type of data. I see so many analytics and data points out there, and I'm not saying one's better than the other, but making sure that we're using the right data points that are going to be relevant to our business. And again, what's relevant here might not be relevant in another company, but making sure that we're using the right type of data to help simplify and grow the company in an appropriate speed there.
That's great. No, those are some great points, great thought process for the future. Just to unpack a couple of those things. I mean, I think what you mentioned around data and data that's relevant to the business leaders you support is absolutely critical. I see that as a mistake that happens all the time is, you know, traditional TA dashboards and sending out status reports and all these things. And it's a deluge of information that usually doesn't resonate with the stakeholder group as well as it could. And so backing off of some of that and really kind of crystallizing it into those pieces that are really relevant to your stakeholder group is a great initiative to go down, as well as the first thing you talked about is just, you know, kind of simplification, right? Simple is beautiful in this space. And oftentimes in TA, we lose sight of that and can make things overly complicated, overly complex, not only for candidates, but for recruiters and hiring managers in the spirit of, you know, improving process and things. And so it's great to hear you going down a simplification path. And in this market, it's absolutely critical just to make it easy for candidates to understand your organization, understand the role, get into the process and get through the process, then that's also important for your recruiter. So yeah, I think those are some excellent initiatives that'll serve you well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the biggest thing too is that there's going to be trial and error. I think that's a big misconception is people think you come in, any leader coming in, you're going to have a magic wand and everything's going to be cured. It's going to take time. There's going to be trial and error, but I think it's important to continue to build those allies and credibility within the organization and help them understand what we're trying to do. And what you said earlier, explain it in terms that are relevant to them.
Yeah, that's great. So final question, what's a piece of advice that you would give some others in the TA space, either those that are just starting out or been in it for a while? What's something that's helped you or a piece of advice that someone had given you that you'd like to share to the listening audience to help them?
I think two parts. One, I think complacency is the enemy of great. I see a lot of recruiters here, and I think we've all fallen into this maybe one point in time, is just being complacent where you're at and not stopping learning new things, trying new ideas. I think now more than ever, if we bring in AI technologies and the fear mongering of robots are going to take over our jobs, so on and so forth, complacency is going to be the enemy of great. So trying new ideas, getting into analytics, understanding branding and marketing, really the whole gamut and providing that value add to the business is going to be critical. And I think the second part is building your own brand. I think that's a huge theme that I see more and more recruiters, and I love seeing new ideas from a social content perspective, and whether it's webinars, having your own blogs, building out social media campaigns. What do you want to be known for? This doesn't mean you need to be an influencer, as my daughter, like she says, she wants to be when she grows up, but just what do you want to be known for within the marketplace? I think that's probably the two biggest things that I have seen that I'd recommend for anybody, not only coming into the TA world, but also senior level folks as well. Continue to learn, continue to evolve, and understand the importance of building your own brand.
I think that that's great advice. I mean, the first part of that of continuing to evolve, especially where TA has gone in the last 24 months and where it is going, is what was relevant. And as far as the best practice organizations 5 years ago, if you're still doing that today, you're losing probably.
Yeah,
like it is
absolutely.
It is moving so quickly, and the expectations and the dynamics and the tech stack and the process and all of those types of things are very different. And it's a very modern way of recruiting that people need to understand. Otherwise, if you're complacent and just kind of do what you've always done in the way that you've done it historically, you're going to get passed by it and probably already have. So I think that's really good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Brent, thank you so much. You did a great job. I really appreciated you coming on the show today, and thanks for joining us.
I appreciate the invite. Anytime.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology, just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.